Employment might be a tricky subject to talk about at the moment with everything that's happening with the coronavirus pandemic. Not easy times for everyone, especially if you are currently looking for a job or you're employed and you're starting to lose your sight. And whether you are thinking about looking for a job and worried about what support might be out there from your employer. The RNIB Employment Service is here to help, both for you, your employer, and your potential employer, with support and advice. I'm joined by Emma Griffiths, RNIB Employment Advisor, and one of her customers, Jogan Donison, who reached out to Emma and the Employment Service when he was starting to lose his sight while employed, and through a tricky time when he was made redundant, but thankfully he is in a fantastic new job with Radical Recruitment. Hello Emma and Jogan, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello Toby.
Good morning Toby.
Jogan, I think you started to lose your sight during August-September of 2019. You had a bit of a tricky time. You were currently employed in a job and you had to take some time off. And when you came back, your employer was not that supportive to you at that particular time. Without naming names, could you explain a little bit about what happened and what support and advice Emma and the RNIB Employment Service were able to give you at that time?
Yeah, that's right, Toby. So in August, September 2019, I started losing my eyesight and was then diagnosed as having a type 1 meningioma. So basically a brain tumour on the front of my brain that was pressing on my optic nerve. Over the course of a few weeks, I went from being able to do everything normally to being trapped in my flat. Brain surgery followed and quite a number of months of recuperation. And I think like many employers, I guess my previous employer just didn't really know how to kind of cope with the situation. I think it probably took far too long to refer me to occupational health. They didn't really understand my condition and the challenges I was then going to face. And it's fair to say the relationship sort of broke down from there. So what I did was start to think about, well, what my next steps were going to be. And that, as it often does, involved a phone call to the RNIB. And from there was referred to the employment team. That's how I first met Emma.
And Emma, is Jogan's story fairly common for employers who have an employee who is starting to lose their sight?
Unfortunately, Toby, yes, it is. We get sort of a mix of employers, some who really understand the needs of their employees, and others who, when presented with an employee who has acquired sight loss, really just don't know how to support that particular individual. And hence why we do the work we do. And we've changed the way we work so that we can reach out to more employers to help them understand how to support that particular individual and really break down the barriers and any misconceptions they've got around sight loss. And it's amazing when we deliver our employer training how you can see almost a light bulb moment, and at the end of that training employers will say, oh, it's far more simple supporting somebody with sight loss than we originally thought. So, and that's what we're doing within the employment team. We are just reaching out to educate and support as many employers as possible, because what we want to prevent is people leaving their work unnecessarily when, with a few simple reasonable adjustments, they can maintain that particular job role and that employer can maintain and retain the talent of that individual.
Emma, are there any examples of the type of support that you might give someone who is going through a similar situation to Jogan's?
Yeah, so it's really just very straightforward. We're quite happy to reach out and speak to the employer and to help them understand how to support that individual. We can let them know about workplace adjustments. We can let them know about access to work, because I think it's important to remember that not all employers are aware of access to work and the potential support it can provide. And what we can do is be there in the background, supporting both employer and employee in moving forward to a situation that they're both comfortable with and where that employee has acquired the support they require. Also, Toby, I think it's important to acknowledge the fact that sometimes when an employee reaches out to us, yes, they need support, employer support, but they may also need support from the SiteLoss counselling team. They might need support from the Living Well with SiteLoss courses. So there's sort of a multitude of support that you sometimes need to put into place for that particular individual to move forward, because it can be a very daunting process having acquired SiteLoss and then dealing with trying to retain employment.
We know that the figures of working age visually impaired people who are in employment is something between 25% to 30%. And Jogan, for somebody who's gone through an employer who wasn't that accommodating to your new employer, who is very much accommodating and looking at the abilities that somebody has and their experience compared to their disabilities and their background, what sort of things could you say to an employer or a visually impaired person to sort of try and change that figure around? What can people do?
I think the most important thing for anybody looking for a job is first and foremost to figure out what you want to do. And from there, you know, ensuring that it's something you like doing, because, you know, as we all know, and as Emma definitely knows, we spend so much time at work that if it's not something you enjoy doing, it's going to feel a lot more painful than if it's something you really enjoy. And for employers, I think there's a number of things. I mean, I think most employers are increasingly recognizing the benefits of diversity within their workforce. You know, numerous studies have now shown that employers with diverse workforces not only have more positive cultures in terms of employee satisfaction, but actually perform better financially. And for any business, I mean, that's a phenomenal reason to start looking at what you might describe as hidden talent. Because, you know, I know from talking with a lot of friends in the visually impaired and blind community that a lot of people lose their confidence and they start to think that that company's not going to be interested in me because of my disability. But if you put that step forward and if you find the right employer, they're going to value you for your ability and for the perspective that you bring to their business.
Emma, if people are listening now, whether they are visually impaired, possibly looking for a new role or trying to stay in the role that they've got, where can people go to find help and advice from the RNIB Employment Service?
Well, first of all, it's a case of approaching the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. In approaching the helpline, they will be acknowledged and triaged by one of our SiteLoss advisors who will understand their individual situation. And from that, if they need further support, they will be put through to employment in specialist service. And we can have a conversation with that individual, understand their situation, and we can discuss how we can work together in order to support them in moving forward with their circumstances.
Thank you, Emma Griffiths, RNIB Employment Advisor, and Jogan Donaldson, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you, Toby.